We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Klei Hayayin, Sif Beis, Paragraph Beis. Veze Bechinas Yayin HaMesameach, VeYayin HaMeshaker. What we're discussing now is tied into the two different kinds of wine. Wine that brings joy, and wine that makes a person drunk, the opposite. VeHakol Toloi B'Shleimus Emuna. And it's all dependent on where a person's at in their level of emuna, faith. Dahainu lahamin shahakoil bretzonius barakanal. As we mentioned before, where a person's holding in believing that everything that goes on is only through the will of Hashem. Hashem is controlling everything. Sheoz hayayin shubechinas gvura is bechinas yira hu bechinas yayin hamesameach kanal. When a person has shleimus emuna, when a person really believes that everything is completely in Hashem's control, then the wine that person is drinking, wine which is gevura, yira, that person's wine is yayin hamesameach. It brings joy. Ki kishyesh lo yemuna shleima, umamin shakol bertzon yisborach, azai nitvasef loy simcha gedoyla al yedei hayira. Because when a person has complete faith and believes that everything is in Hashem's control, then when that person experiences yira, something that would make a person afraid, the fear goes together with joy, like we mentioned earlier, v'gilu bir'oda, to rejoice with trembling. Ki yodea shekavonas Hashem Yisparach hu bevadai letoiva. Because even though this thing is a frightening thing, he gets a phone call from the IRS, he gets, you know, whatever it is, even though this thing is a frightening thing, to him, he knows that this is from Hashem, and Hashem's intention is only for my benefit. Everything Hashem does is for my benefit. V'ze b'chinas, this is a pasuk that says, Yiras Hashem toisif yomim. Fear of Hashem adds life to a person. Shehayira moisefes loichayim varichas yomim. This kind of yira adds life and longevity of life to the person. Kiho beho talya, because these two things are dependent on each other. Hainu meaning, kal yedei hizgalus harotzoin, shenim shach mizakenim shebigdusha kemavur shom, because whenever there is hizgalus harotzoin, whenever it becomes more clear to the world that Hashem is in control of everything, and we said that comes about through elders who are using their time the right way, elders who are filling, who every day are adding to their knowledge, adding to their holiness, adding to their mitzvahs. Kemavur Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Ayideze Nase Yira. That generates a Yira of Kiddusha, a positive Yira. Again, Yira is fear, Yira is respect. V'chein lehefech. And it goes in the reverse way also. Hizgalus harotzoin nimshach al yidei hayira. The more yira there is, the more it generates hizgalus harotzoin. The more it gives out, it delivers a message to the world that Hashem is in control of everything. Ki kishebo olav yira al yidei hizgalus harotzoin. Because when a person experiences fear of Hashem, fear and respect for Hashem through his galus harotzoin, because Hashem did something that made it very obvious that Hashem is in control, she'oz yoideya shakoil bretzoinu yisborach, then the person really knows that everything is only through Hashem's will, v'oz yesh lo yira mimenu yisborach, and then the person has respect and fear of Hashem, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, vayira vayetzer, kemo shekosu shom, as Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran quotes this pasuk, showing the connection between the yira and the rotzoin. Valyidei hayira shemisyorim en isborach, through this respect and fear that the person feels for Hashem, ayidei zeh hu choizer l'Hashem isborach v'shav b'tshuva shleima. That motivates the person to make real tshuva, to do a real, real tshuva. So again, it's a win-win situation. V'chol ma shemiskar v'yoyser l'Hashem isborach, and the closer the person becomes to Hashem, the more religious he becomes, nizgaloi b'yoyser hizgalos harotzoin. It becomes even clearer and more visible to him the fact that everything is rotzoin Hashem. Shezeh b'chinas yiras Hashem. toisif yomim. This is the connection. This is what the pasuk says. Fear and respect for Hashem adds days. Dahainu b'chinas zokein shebikdusha. Adds days means like those people who are old and living a good life. In other words, adding kedusha to every day, adding positive things to every day. Shehi b'chinas arichas yomim. A zokein of kedusha, an elder who's living a religious life, to him his life is long. It's not that the days are meaningless. On the contrary, every day is very meaningful. He's thrilled at the end of the day. Wow, I got to go to shul today. I got to pray three times. I got to learn. I got to go to this shir, and I went to that shir. And all him, his day is full. His day is long in a positive way. Shemarich yomov betoisvis kedusha b'chol pam. He lengthens, he extends his days with additional kedusha every time. Shaydeze ikur his galus harotzen kemvorsham. And Rabbein Zal says, that's what really makes clear this message and broadcasts this message that everything is under Hashem's control. Ayin Sham, look over there, Likut Imran, where Rabbein Zal makes this clear. And therefore, through this combination that we're speaking about here, the Yira and the Izgalos HaRotzoin, through that the person is zoche to be happy. Because the more that we make clear, the more that it becomes clear to us that everything in the world is being handled by Hashem, the more happy a person is. This is the whole concept of rejoicing on the holidays. Because we mentioned the holidays are days when Hashem performed miracles, right? When Hashem made it clear that everything is kirtzoinoi, that's why we're happy. We have what to be happy about. Because we know nothing is just, it just happened to be that way. Everything is in Hashem's control, and Hashem is wonderful, so everything is wonderful. Everything is great. Nimtza. Sheyira digdusha, afilu yira so'inish hu bechinas simcha. So therefore we conclude from this, that if yira leads to his galus harotzein, and his galus harotzein is simcha, then yira is simcha. Even yira so'inish, even the fear that a person has, fear from punishment, even that can bring joy to a person. Because even Yiras Ha'inesh is a very good thing for a person. It's healthy because it saves the person from doing stupid things. If a person weren't afraid that there might be a cop over there, he'd try to run that red light or something, and he could kill himself and his children. Lo aleinu chas v'shalom. It's the fear of punishment sometimes that prevents people from doing terrible things to themselves or to other people, or that helps them to achieve. Person who's afraid that he's not going to have parnosa and he works a little harder in his studies to be more successful, to know the stuff, know the material better, to be better at what he does in order to be more successful, that yira is a healthy, it motivates him to become better and better.
Because
once the person believes that everything is in Hashem's control, and he's afraid of Hashem, that Hashem shouldn't punish him for going against Hashem, through his wrong deeds, that fear is very beneficial. That's a benefit. That's healthy. It's beneficial to a person. A child and who a parent teaches them, don't go over there because you could get hurt if you go. That child grows up and hears Chas Shalom that somebody else went there and did get hurt. That child is thrilled. Wow, I'm so lucky. But that guy said he ain't afraid of anything. He wasn't afraid. He went and he got clobbered. So the person looks and says, wow, I'm so lucky for the fear that I have. The fear is a healthy fear because it helps me avoid certain terrible things. Because this kind of fear helps a person return to Hashem. If he does something wrong, he won't leave it like that. He'll do whatever he has to correct it. It'll motivate him to correct it.
Val kol ponim, eich shehu, al kol ponim, ha'yisurim vo'inshim chas v'shalom, memarkim avoinoiso.
And no matter what, regardless of anything, the suffering and the punishments that the person experiences wash away his sins.
So again, it's a benefit. It's a win-win situation. Whether I'm being successful, I'm lucky. And the falls that I'm taking, I know are also definitely beneficial to me.
V'gam afilu im einoy zoicha lehizgaber loshuv b'tshuva shleima be'emes al yidei ha'isurim chas v'shalom.
And even if the person doesn't complete the tshuva process, even if the person isn't motivated enough to do a real complete tshuva,
al yidei through the suffering, al kol ponim yesh loy bevadai kama v'kama hirhurei tshuva al yidei hayura me ha'isurim chas v'shalom.
The least, the minimum is that the person will have some thoughts of tshuva out of the fear of the suffering. You know, as he's getting clobbered, that fear will definitely put some thoughts into his mind. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I should do something better. Maybe I should correct something.
Ve'ech shehu al kol ponim magi aloi bevadoi toi vois gedoi lois aidei ha'isurim v'yirach ha'shun.
And therefore, no matter what, regardless, there are definitely some major benefits that the person is getting through the suffering and through the fear.
And
therefore, even through Yira Soinish, a person is zoicha to major simcha.
Me'achar sheyodea shehakoyel bertsoino yisborach.
Once the person knows and believes that everything is in Hashem's control.
This is a very important point Rav Nosson Zal's making here, because today we know that there are all kinds of different schools of thought. And there are people that think that the old-fashioned people are totally wrong. I mean, for a kid to grow up to be afraid of anything, to be afraid of a parent, ridiculous, absurd. You know, we want it free. We want freedom, that freedom is healthy, freedom is happiness and joy. Rav Nosson Zal's telling us here, the Torah is telling us, that that's a mistake. That just because a person has certain fears, it doesn't, if it's a healthy fear, it doesn't detract, that person can be that child can be a very, very happy child. It's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction being afraid to cross at a red light or being afraid to drive across a railroad crossing and being happy. There are people who think happiness is no inhibitions. Take off all your clothes and everything, free, 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 free. They think that's happiness. But we've seen that it's not. Those people have proven that it's not. They don't end up having super happy lives, Rahman al-Salam. Whereas a person who accepts the advice of the Torah is the ultimate advice. It's Hashem's advice. And Hashem is telling us here that you should know that there's a Yira of Kedusha. When the Yira goes together with Emunah, and it goes together with his galus haratzon, then the yira does not detract whatsoever from the person's happiness. Here again, non-religious people, to them it looks like Jews who have to keep Shabbos. Wow, imagine not being free. Imagine on your day off from work, can't do this. Every time you move in your house, you have to think, am I allowed to do it? It's worse than going to work. At work, you have just your boss at work. Here, Shabbat, you have all of these restrictions. And yet walk into a Jew's house on Shabbos and the person's the happy person's experiencing the greatest high in the world. Because those yiras, the fact that he's afraid of making a mistake and breaking Shabbat, that guides him to be better and better. That guides him to use that day in a positive spiritual way, to avoid certain stupid things, silly things, and to use it in a way where it's a major spiritual experience that stays with the person, not just for the whole week, but for their whole lifetime, for eternity, that kind of thing. This is one of the points Rav Nosson Zal's making here.
V'zeh b'chinas yayin ha-mesameach. This is the concept of wine that brings joy. Because again, we're saying it seems at first glance that it's a contradiction. What do you mean? Wine is red. Wine is midas hadin. How could you say yira in the same breath as joy? Isn't it a contradiction? The answer is definitely not. When the yira is a yira the sitra achra, when it's a fear that has no faith attached to it, then it's an unhappy experience. Then it's unhappiness, depression. But when the yira goes together with emuna, it can be pure, solid, super happy. The person can be the happiest person in the world even with all the boundaries that they have. You look at kids attending a proper school, a proper yeshiva, where there's all kinds of discipline, right? You can't do that, can't do that, can't do this, and if you do this, there's a punishment. And yet they can be the happiest kids in the world because they believe in what they're doing. They believe that they're serving Hashem. They believe every line of Torah that they're learning is an eternal success. It's a deposit in a bank account that'll never, ever close down. You know, forever, forever, forever.
V'zeh b'chinas yayin ha-mesameach. Ki yayin hu b'chinas yira u'gvurois. Because wine represents yira and gvura. Shezoichen al yedei zeh. L'simcha, through which a person can be zoicha to simcha, kishe zoicha le'emuna shleima, when his emuna is solid. Avol kishenoigeya akum bayayin, whereas when a non-Jew touches the wine, azai tekef nase yayin nesach vosel Yisrael, then immediately that wine is considered yayin nesach, and it's considered forbidden, off limits to a Jew. Yayin nesach means wine that was poured for idols, that kind of thing. Ki yayin shenoga boy akum, ze bechinas sheho akum, shen bechinas kfirois, v'chach me'ateva. When we talk about wine that was touched by a non-Jew, by an idol worshiper, by a non-Jew, that means the non-Jew who represents kfira, non-belief in Hashem, and chach me'ateva, faith in science, you know, believing in science even when it contradicts religion. When they touch wine, chas v'shalom, dahainu b'hayirois v'apchodim, when they put their touch on the fear, azai tekef nivga mayayin, then the wine becomes damaged, it becomes spoiled. Shehu b'chinas hayira, the yira becomes a harmful kind of yira. Kimatilin pegam al yedei negiyosam boy. They place a defect on it by their touching it. Kistam machshavtom la'akum. Because the Gemara tells us that the stam machshava of a goy is for idols. When the default by a goy is for his idol, for his thing. Vafilu achshav she'ein oivdem avoyd zora mamish. And even nowadays, Rav Nosson Zal's writing during his time, when idol worship is not so prevalent, let's say, in the European countries, etc., afalpikein heimaleim kfirois shel chach me'ateva. Still, the non-believers, the non-Jews, they're full of that anti-faith that comes from the chach me'ateva, from science and all the things that science has found, has disproven religion, etc., etc., rahman al-Islam. They're full of all of that stuff. Shem kruchem achreim tomid, which they follow consistently. That's what they believe in. V'chol hakfirois heim b'chinas avodah zarah. And we know that any denial of Hashem, any denial of any part of the Torah, is an aspect of avodah zarah. K'mo shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place. We know the Baal Shem Tov said that we say in Kriya Shema, v'sartem, you will turn away from Hashem. How much? Even a drop? Va'avadatem elokim acherim. You'll worship idols. The tiniest turn away from Hashem is a turn towards idol worship, chas v'shalom. V'heim matilim pigam, chas v'shalom, b'hayira v'apchodim. They place a defect on the fear and the phobias. Shu b'chinas hayayin, which is the wine. Ki einam toilim hakoil. I think that's a printer's mistake. Ki einam toilim hakoil barotzain. They don't say that everything, they don't believe that everything that's going on is because of the will of Hashem, that it's divine providence, that Hashem is guiding and controlling everything. They don't believe in that. Rak bateva chashom, but rather they believe in nature. Vazai hayayin shubchinas yira hubchinas yayin hameshaker. And when a person doesn't believe in Hashem properly, then the wine, which is the yira, is a negative kind of wine. It's a harmful kind of wine. It's wine that leads to drunkenness. Kizehu shichrus mamish shemarames al kol hatzorois vayisurim. Because this is the concept of drunkenness, which is a term that's used as an umbrella word to refer to all the suffering that people go through. As the Pasuk says in the Navi, when the Navi speaks about the Jewish people and the suffering they're going through, he says,
you're drunk and not from wine. Drunk meaning you're all broken up. You're all messed up. And it's not even from wine. You're messed up from your suffering, from all the suffering you're going through.
Ki oz hu ikar hizgabrus ha-pachat v'hatzar.
Because then when a person is lacking in serious faith in Hashem, that's when the fears and pain is 1,000 times worse for the person.
Bebechinas kol yemei rosho hu mischoilel.
As the Pasuk says, throughout the life of a rosho, he's always trembling, he's always suffering.
Because when a person doesn't believe that everything is in Hashem's control, azai hu mole yira ufachad,
koshe tomid, that person is always full of fear and insecurity, major, major insecurity all the time.
V'chol yom of tzar kasum achoivos,
and the person's entire life is filled with pain, anger, suffering.
Ki ein lo shum chayim klal,
because that person has no life at all. Why?
Ki kishibol of tzorois,
because when any kind of problem comes upon that person, ein lo lemi lifnois lehivosha,
he has nobody to turn to for help,
for salvation. He doesn't believe in Hashem, so he has nobody to turn to say, help me, save me. And the person has no consolation. They can't be consoled, or they can't see any benefit in the suffering and in the fear.
As Rabbeinu Zal explains,
so therefore for such a person, wine, which symbolizes fear, does not bring joy to that person. Adarabba, that person's fear does not bring any happiness. Adarabba, just the opposite. Meshaker umarvev daite. It makes the person drunk and it confuses him. It doesn't allow him to think clearly and properly.
Vze ikur bechinas shichrus v'teruf hadas.
This is the whole concept of drunkenness and blowing one's mind.
Dehainu kishenis arvev daitoi.
When the person's sechel becomes confused, v'toila b'teva chas v'shom, and he doesn't realize, he doesn't believe in Hashem, and he thinks that it just happened that way. It's natural. It was only nature that caused this thing to go this way.
V'alkein nifgam hayayin shubchinas yira benegias hakom,
and that's why wine becomes defective when it's touched by a non-Jew. Because it falls into the category, it becomes like yayin nesech, which is wine that's used for idol worship.
Bechinas kfira, which is associated with denying Hashem.
Kistam machshavton lo'akum, dainu kfiro yishol chachmi ateva. Because the default by non-Jews is avodah zarah. No, whether it's real avodah zarah, or it's believing in nature, believing in science, you know, and saying that that's what's controlling the world.
And that's what causes the wine, which is synonymous with yira, to be defective, harmful.
And it becomes wine that's in this category of wine that causes a person to be drunk.